We go now from the United States to Israel, where Menashe Amir, an Iranian-born Israeli journalist and longtime host of the Persian language service of Kol Yisrael, became a lifeline for millions inside the Islamic Republic. And his broadcast delivered uncensored news, banned music, and Israeli perspectives at a time when most Iranians had no access to the outside world. Menashe, thank you so much for joining us. How old were you when you came to Israel, and what do you remember about the journey?
Good night to you and to your listeners.
Menashe, how old were you when you came to Israel, and what do you remember about the journey?
I was 20 years old after I made my secondary school, but before that I visited Israel at the age of 17. Then I was a journalist in the daily Iranian newspaper, a well-known newspaper, and the Jewish agency invited a group of Jewish teachers in Iranian schools, and they asked me to join them. I came to Israel. I was here for 2 months, and I loved the place, and I decided that I go back to Iran. I finish my secondary school, and then for the continuation of my education, I shall come to Israel. And that's exactly what I did. And before I came to Israel, I met an Israeli journalist who came for a visit in Tehran, and we met. And he gave me many good advices what to do for continuation of my work after I come to Israel.
Is it true that the Ayatollah Khomeini himself reportedly used to listen to your Persian language broadcasts from Israel?
I have no doubt about it. And I can quote a lady journalist from San Francisco Chronicle who came to Iran for making reports about a women conference in Tehran, and she succeeded to meet the wife of Khomeini himself, and she asked her what is the daily occupation of your husband, and she told her that at 5:30 p.m. Khomeini uses to listen to our program.
What kind
and,
of... yeah?
And beside that, we have a clip that I thought that is fake, but it's true, showing Khomeini with his granddaughter. And he says to her, why Israeli broadcasting is not giving the full service? Then we have been on strike in Israel.
What kind of stories
and
did
she
you?
She was very angry.
What kind of stories did you choose to broadcast into Iran? And were you mainly speaking to Jews living there, or everyone?
No, mainly we broadcast the news about Iran. We had a 1 hour broadcast, and we dedicated 45 minutes to the news. And that's exactly what the Iranians wanted to know, because they had limited occasions and possibility to listen, to have real news. And we overcame BBC in Persian, and we had much more listeners than BBC.
Did you ever receive threats or pressure from the Iranian regime because of what you were saying on air?
No, I have never. That's one amazing side of my work. I have never been threatened and never been hacked or attacked, because I try to be very neutral in my reportings, and I never insult or damage the figure of anybody in Iran.
Menashe,
so maybe they have some respect for me.
A last question. What do you think is going to happen in Iran now after the Israeli bombings?
I'm sorry to say that I have the feeling that in a short time we shall have again some kind of attack, because the Israelis didn't complete their work in Iran, and they will be obliged to wage a new attack. And the Iranian regime is very reluctant to accept the Trump's proposition to put away all the nuclear activities. And the international community, and especially the United States and the Troika in West Europe, have to find a way to oblige Iranians to give away any nuclear attempt. And it's not easy. It's not an easy task. And Israel is very aware and waiting and checking if there will be any renewal of the Iranian nuclear activity. So there will not left other choice for Israel than attacking and trying to annihilate it, to destroy it.